There are things man was not meant to know. But that doesn't mean that they don't know us. When you stare off into space and it blinks back at you. When the creature under your bed calls some friends over for dinner. When your very sanity is hanging by a thread. There is one place you can turn to.
Lovecraft's Detective Agency, if you're sane enough to ask, you probably don't need our help. Yes, I am Mordecai Lovecraft. Sorry, you were a little muddled there. Which medical examiner's office did you say you were calling from? I'm sorry again. That is Nome, Alaska, yes? You are not calling me as a representative of actual gnomes, garden variety or otherwise. Oh no, I have no idea if gnomes exist or not. Look, if you are calling here, we may assume it is because you came across something you've never seen before, correct? I thought as much. Well, I never have seen a living gnome, but as I constantly find myself facing things I didn't know existed. Apologies, yes, we have gotten off the topic you called about. Very well, Nome, Alaska Medical Examiner's Office, how may I be of assistance? Yes, I see why you called. Blood made of molten gold. That is a new one on me. No, that's a good thing. I work exclusively with unknowable and unspeakable horrors. If I knew what you were dealing with, it would not be unknowable by definition. Heating up? The molten gold is getting hotter as time passes? Well, yes, that is a fairly direct violation of the laws of thermodynamics. I'm not particularly qualified to prosecute such offenses, but I'd be happy to come out your way to investigate. I assume that was the ultimate purpose behind your call? All right. Knowing municipal budgets as I do, I assume there is not funding available for a chartered flight. I will have to go commercial. I can possibly be there by tomorrow if all goes well? Where to store the gold? No idea. Something as heat-proof as possible, I would assume. I'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Nothing leaving Arkham Airport going directly to Nome, I'm afraid.
My surprise is beyond measure.
Is that because it's hard to measure a zero?
Well-reasoned. What sort of layover options do we have?
It looks like the fastest option is Chicago to Vancouver to Nome.
Am I illegally allowed in Canada anymore? I've lost track.
I think you are, but I'm not. There was that thing with the Sasquatch.
Oh, didn't I tell you? They dropped those charges.
Really?
If memory served, the exact words the young man I spoke with used were, "I am not filing extradition papers," where one of the suspects was quoted as saying, "It is not my fault that Bigfoot got fresh."
Looking back, it's possible that I misinterpreted that.
Yes, well, wild horses couldn't drag me into that discussion, I'm afraid. Please book the tickets, if you would be so kind. Is that a 3-hour layover in Chicago I'm seeing?
Uh-huh. Want me to pack you some reading material?
You do understand that a book which cannot be read without unleashing many tentacled things into this world does not count as reading material, yes?
Oh, then never mind.
What do you have, Pally?
Really? There's a choice? I'm sorry, I thought you only sold one thing.
Sure. But we got the original flavor, the extra crispy, the hot and spicy, and the taco seasoned. Plus, you got all the sauces.
Between you, me, and the lamppost, do you sell a lot of the taco seasoned?
Enough. Sometimes even to the same person twice. Feeling brave enough to try it?
Thank you. Not today. Perhaps when I'm coming back from a job, but food-related dares while I'm heading to one seem like a terrible idea. I'll have a large order of extra crispy, one marinara sauce, and, oh, why not, some sweet chili sauce.
Coming right up.
Thank you. And may I say the world needs more food stands like yours. People just don't appreciate good calamari.
Well, we're hoping to franchise. Got an offer to open a store near Innsmouth, Massachusetts, just the other day.
Innsmouth? Been there several times. I'm sure you'll do fine. You have, that look about you.
Here's your order. That'll be $8.50.
And your payment, my good man.
Does this table work for you?
No strong preferences when it comes to tables. The arrangement of the chairs does not strike me as particularly diabolical, though the comfort level of them might be so. What have you procured for lunch, my dear?
A Chicago-style pizza.
Is it any good?
If I can't describe it, does it count as an unspeakable horror?
Could you simply describe it as bad?
Yes.
Then no. Would you like some of my calamari?
No. It makes me feel like I'm eating old friends.
Funny. Makes me feel like I'm dining on the remains of old enemies. Well, that is extra crispy. It's quite good, really. Certainly better than I expected from an airport.
Morty? You all right?
No. No, I don't think so. Those two young women over there, can you see them?
Huh. They're kind of pretty.
Yes, I suppose. Hadn't noticed.
Good.
Look at their auras.
Ooh, very pretty.
We are going to categorize this as a difference of opinion. Regardless of your thoughts on the visual aesthetics of what you're seeing, will you at least agree with me that no one's auras should look like anthracite coal which happens to be bleeding?
So pretty.
Stop looking at the auras, Gladys.
Aww.
A little bit of black in an aura is fairly common. Mostly black is not usually a good sign. Black with red, even less so. In this case, both of their auras are obsidian, which I've never seen before. With streaks of iridescent crimson, which I've only ever seen right before somebody was killed. One such aura would give me concern. Two standing next to each other have my undivided attention.
Is this unknowable or unspeakable?
Let's go with the first one. I have no idea how one could possibly get one's aura to look like that, nor do I wish to find out. And if I do not wish to know something, there's a reasonable chance that no one, in fact, should know it. We may assume should not be known is the same as unknowable.
The longer I know you, the more your definition of unknowable expands.
I'm mellowing with age. Will you be a dear and go talk to those ladies?
Why me?
Because you are somewhat harder to kill than I am.
Aw, you say the sweetest things.
Good afternoon.
Everything all right, sir?
Very much no, I'm afraid. I have reason to believe that some of the individuals here in the airport are in possession of improperly traded artifacts.
Well, we're security more than customs enforcement, but let me call this in.
I fully support the concept of bringing in more hands, but to be clear, this is most likely a customs issue and a security issue. The item or items in question are likely quite dangerous.
Dangerous how? Weapons?
Technically, anything is a weapon if used as such, but in the event this or these item or items are misused, then yes, their effectiveness as implements of harm would, I assume, be greater than average. I have noticed that you are no longer making progress toward calling this in to the customs team.
That is because I have noticed your report seems to be filled with many more qualifiers than would seem appropriate.
Such as?
Item or items, which indicates you don't actually know how many such items we're looking for.
Likely to be, which indicates you aren't sure how dangerous they might be. And I believe you started all of this with, I have reason to believe.
I think I'd like some more details, sir. You described them as improperly traded artifacts?
I did, yes.
And how do you know they were improperly traded?
Well, generally, these sorts of items should not be traded in any way. Could be argued that they should not exist, to be fully honest.
What sorts of items? Can you describe them, please?
They are likely to be both unknowable and unspeakable, and thus indescribable.
I see we are back to likely to be.
I can say for absolute certain that the individuals in question are carrying a number of dangerous artifacts.
And can you say that for absolute certain only because zero is a number?
I was rather hoping that wouldn't be a detail too closely examined.
Are you aware of the penalty for making a false report to a law enforcement agent?
I am, and believe it or not, this isn't. Look, I am a fully licensed private investigator, and I can provide my credentials as such. I have a long history of working with law enforcement, including the FBI. You do have signs up more or less everywhere indicating person should report suspicious activity. While I can't fully explain the circumstances, at least not in any manner you are likely to believe, if I point out the individuals I believe are behaving suspiciously, will you at least keep an eye on them?
One of us will. The other will run your credentials.
A reasonable decision, though I hope not a foolish one.
So, who am I supposed to be looking at?
There are two young women dressed in white.
Is the crime that they're wearing white after Labor Day?
I don't understand.
I'm unsurprised. Are we talking about those two over there?
No, those aren't. Except, yes, those two as well.
As well?
Four women. No, six women. They seem to travel in pairs. The white is most likely a ceremonial color, I should think.
I'm looking for pairs of women wearing white. What is this, a bridal convention?
Possibly even more terrifying, if such a thing is possible.
The time is nigh. The time is nigh.
Dread sisters of the pale star, come forth. For the time is nigh.
Lo, the hour is soon upon us. Make haste and gather we together.
For the time is...
10:37.
What?
I keep hearing you say the time is 9. It's 10:37. I think you forgot to set your watch to the right time zone. It happens to me all the time.
Not 9. We said the time is nigh.
Nigh for what?
That is not your concern.
Well, excuse me.
Just leave us. The time is... The time is approaching.
Wait. It's been nigh for this long, and it's still not here?
Bring forth the sacred talisman.
Behold, here in my unworthy hands is the... Hey!
Thank you so much. I wondered where I dropped this.
Dropped? That isn't yours, it's our sacred talisman.
Are you sure? Mine looked exactly like this.
Give that back.
We seem to have a dispute over the ownership of this item. Let me call over one of our fine, upstanding law enforcement agents to help us settle this. No, I didn't think so. It's hard to claim ownership when you know you really shouldn't have something to begin with.
Enough of this. Foolish mortal, you have meddled in things beyond your ken.
My ken? I don't have a ken. I had a goldfish named Kevin once.
Maskrach Listo Grenovrach.
Ow?
Did she just say ow? Not very convincingly.
That should have made her drop to the floor screaming in agony.
Oh, is that what you were trying to do? Then maybe try this one. Krelos Viltakara Nusnus. I mean, don't get me wrong, that first spell is a nice one to have in your back pocket if someone's annoying you. But the thing is, it's really easy to develop a tolerance. This one's a whole different frequency, don't you think?
What is going on here?
They appear to have fallen down. But I'm sure they'll get better right about now.
Lady, what did you just do?
I believe you were watching the whole thing, officer. Did you see her do anything?
No, but that hardly means that...
Now, there's no need to make a big fuss over this. I'm sure these ladies wouldn't want to waste your time or mine with any pointless accusations. That would lead to nothing but the trading of harsh words. And I'm sure they don't want that any more than I do. Am I right, ladies? That's what I thought. Come on, Morty. We should really be getting to our gate.
Well done, as always, Gladys. I appreciate your restraint back there.
Restraint?
Two more syllables and you would have caused their intestines to explode.
Ugh, I knew I forgot something. Let me...
No, my dear, no need to go back. The task is complete, and the unknowable artifact is now in our possession to be stored or disposed of properly.
Oh, that reminds me. Is it just me, or is this particular whatchamacallit just a shade more familiar than an unknowable object is supposed to be?
I don't think I follow you.
Look.
Well then.
Does this mean what I think it means?
For the moment, all it means is that Chicago is now one of my least favorite cities. Everything else will require that I do research.
Are you all right, Mr. Lovecraft?
Yes, certainly. Apologies. I've had quite a lot on my plate of late. You can see all the files on my desk, and of course there's the fact that I just spent 4 days in Nome, Alaska, dealing with a dead alchemist who didn't read old fine print before turning lead into gold. I used to think that since my understanding of time was a bit broader than most humans, I should be somehow less susceptible to jet lag. Alas, not so much. These, however, are my problems, not yours. Where were we?
You were about to tell us if our baby is possessed by a demon.
Actually, I probably wasn't. Demons are hardly my specialty. My assistant can provide you with contact information for some individuals who are more qualified than I am on that point. As an extra bonus, as they believe they are doing the work of the Almighty, their fees are nominal. But that's what I can't help you with.
Meaning you can help us?
I can tell you with absolute certainty the baby you are carrying is not under the influence of any malevolent spirits. No ghosts, no poltergeists, no creatures of the Fae, though technically that last group is only 3/4 spirit. In any case, that I can tell simply by reading your auras. Now there are any number of unknowable and unspeakable horrors which this child could conceivably be the harbinger for.
What?
Honestly, I wouldn't worry about it. We are talking about unknowable, so by definition I can't provide you any real statistics. However, at best we are talking about a non-zero chance of such an occurrence. None of the unusual activity you've described to me makes me think otherwise. Ah, Agent Worthington, thank you for coming. I'll be with you in just a moment. I think we're about done here, wouldn't you say?
Wait, but what about all the weird stuff that's happening? The screams in the night, and the bleeding walls?
To be clear, I'm only talking about the child in your womb. As for your residence, well, that's clearly haunted 8 ways from Sunday, and you should definitely move as soon as possible. Burning the building to the ground might be advisable as well. If I had to guess, I'd say the upstairs neighbor you mentioned might be involved in something a bit on the shady side, mystically speaking. That's just conjecture, however. The point is, your baby is fine, and if I'm wrong about that, I will cheerfully refund my consulting fee.
Well, that's... okay, I can't say a relief, but, well, thank you.
Of course. Did you want to know the sex of the child?
You can tell that by that aura you mentioned?
Sure. Let's go with that. You're going to have a handsome baby boy. Please, do not name him after me.
We weren't...
Here you go. There's 3 exorcists and 2 faith healers we recommend. And your bill is inside the envelope. Don't open it here. Have a nice day.
Thank you for waiting.
I'm sorry, I'm hearing a voice, but the speaker is hidden behind a huge pile of paperwork. Is there someone there?
Necessary evil, I'm afraid. If you'll sit in the client's chair, you'll find your view more or less unobstructed. Hello, Janet. It is Janet, yes? You're off duty? I thought it best to say Agent Worthington in front of the expectant parents who just left, but...
Morty, you're talking to your girlfriend, not to your FBI liaison. What is all of this? You don't usually keep a messy desk.
It's only messy since I need to have access to several files at once. The sort of records I need to keep don't exactly mesh well into a traditional spreadsheet.
I miss the old office before it got sucked into that vortex.
That's a lot of old files, isn't it?
2 years, 3 months, and 17 days worth. Going all the way back to the first time I met you.
Did you finally realize you missed our anniversary? Both times?
Yes, suppose I did. Well, let me rectify that. I shall present to you something which is inherently precious to me. Knowledge.
I see. You could have gone with diamonds. That was an option, I'm just saying.
Among the unknowable and unspeakable horrors which exist, If you eliminate the ones which would destroy our reality simply by interacting with it, regardless of their intent or lack thereof, you are left with two categories. The benign and the ambitious.
Categorizing the unknowable? I see the irony meter is broken today.
Among the ambitious, the ones which not only have the power to reshape the universe, but are actively trying to do so, there are some that form alliances to make that ambition a reality. As a matter of fact, there are 11 such factions.
Couldn't make it an even dozen.
It used to be. But one faction absorbed another some 3 centuries ago. In any case, over the past 2 years, 3 months, and 17 days, you have been present when we discovered mystical artifacts belonging to all 11 of those factions.
Well, that was a rousing trip down memory lane. Are you taking me out for a drink now?
Now, if one looks carefully at the times we recovered such artifacts...
So, no, then.
Most of those items were either destroyed or stored in this office somewhere. In 4% of the cases, however, you took custody of those objects.
Or, rather, the Bureau did.
A thought, to be sure, but interestingly enough, of the objects you kept, 100% of them would have been particularly helpful to one faction, and one faction only.
I don't think I care for the direction this is going, but may I ask a question? If these factions, as you call them, are associated with things that are unknowable, how is it that you claim to be able to tell one such object from another?
Ah, but you see, Janet, that is precisely the point. I know some things which are unknowable. My family has been cursed with that particular ability for generations. Upon my father's death, it came to me. You've never thought that my difficulty with remembering names was anything more than a quirk of my personality, did you? But no, that is the price I pay for the ability to understand things I honestly shouldn't. As part of my curse, I can only remember a person's name if they are important to me on some deep level.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment. Now,
and because I know some unknowable things, I also know how unlikely it is that you've been keeping only things from a single faction.
I haven't been keeping anything. They are evidence which the Bureau has...
Which the Bureau has evidently been letting slip through their fingers? How else do you explain how this piece got loose?
You may remember this object as we recovered it 3 months and 11 days ago. The weather was cloudy and you wore that white dress with a Peter Pan collar.
Are you just assuming I'm responsible for this? Evidence gets lost all the time. This could easily have been...
Please don't insult me by saying the word coincidence.
I cannot believe that my boyfriend...
Oh, sweetie. If you haven't figured out that this is partly a breakup speech by now, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, really? Just like that? No trust, no opportunity to prove to you that you're being a delusional nutbag?
I don't see the point. Particularly not when I found another substantial piece of evidence.
Oh, really? And what, pray tell, was that?
It's in this box.
Oh, well, if it's in a box, I must be guilty. Let me just take a look at... Oh, I fell for that, didn't I?
Goodbye.
I mean, she really should have known better than to open a random box in this office.
One would think, yes.
But she knew what was in it right enough.
Which only someone in one of the factions could have done. Not that I wasn't sure enough of her guilt before I banished her.
You did send her to where her people are from, at least.
Yes, but on the wrong side of the tracks, as it were. She'll have to cross a lot of unfriendly territory to get to an ally. I think we can safely say that won't happen in my lifetime.
So now what?
I'm going to go get particularly pie-eyed. If you would be so kind as to finish the bill for the gnome medical examiner?
Already done.
Then the weekend is yours, Gladys. Just do me one favor. Could you properly dispose of the box we just used to get rid of... What's her name?
Nothing would give me more pleasure, Morty.
You have been listening to the Lovecraft Detective Agency, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. Mordecai was Andrew Dell. Gladys was Liz Music. The Calamari Stand Guy was Adam Gastengee. TSA agents were Aaron Manka White and Dan Wenzel. Cultists were Jill Wenzel and Rebecca Scheimer. The expecting couple were Rick Tennant and Andy Gastenge. And What's-Her-Name was Brianna Kubi. Music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Tune in next time for something even creepier.